Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, the run of good play continues for the Edgewood Mustangs of Matt Wadsworth, now 10-4, riding a five-game winning streak as they hit the road for Martinsville later tonight at 7:30. Offense to defense, shot selection, free throw shooting, rebounding, you name it, it's been there for the Ponies.
This year we've done a better job on the offensive end of balancing out our number of three-point attempts with the two-point attempts that we're getting. You know, with a guy like Coleman Sater around the basket, his ability to drive and post create some easy baskets for us. But on the outside, we have good shooters.
Yeah.
And I think Zeke Powell and Caden Hutlocker have been very consistent. So I think our shot selection is good, which has limited opponents' opportunity to push the ball on us. You know, defensively, I think that we've got a goal to at least produce two or three more steals a game. I think that would be a big improvement for us.
I tell you one thing, the way Martinsville turns it over, they'll not have any problems doing that later tonight. While that is occurring, the Gary Sims girls, the newly minted WIC champs, they'll be in action hosting Bloomington North at 7:30. Five-game winning streak for the girls as well. They'll try to finish the regular season 14-6. The Cougs of Jeff Termail come in 6-14. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Finish means execute, huh? Men couldn't. Women did in that fourth quarter at Welch Ryan Arena back on Sunday. 26-7, finally gaining its first win at Northwestern in 5 years to move to 7-1 in the Big Ten, trailing only Michigan, and 9-3 overall, with a busy week ahead for Terry Morn's crew.
You know, we got to get stops. It starts with us getting back in transition. We got to get stops, and then we just got to chip away at the lead, at the into the lead a little bit. Fourth quarter was, was ours. You know, we really shined, I think, in that moment and, hitting a couple big shots and then taking care of the basketball. We had to get the stops. You know, that's where it started. I thought we came down and we executed down the stretch. We finished the game.
And finish the game they did, and finish off Northwestern they did. So the 15th-ranked women of Terry Morin will be busy this week. They play and host Ohio State, 17th-ranked, on Thursday night at 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and then turn right around and play on Sunday afternoon at 4. Hosting Michigan State. Thought for the day, you know, there are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. Second way is to be kind. Third way is to be kind. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.